This is Joanna Schrader reporting for AgWired.com, and I am at the World Pork Expo 2014, and I have this great opportunity to talk to Noel Garbez, who actually is from Northern Illinois, correct?
Correct.
Well, I should ask, are you guys getting rained out this year, or what's going on over there?
We are getting an adequate amount of rain, but crops are growing, so it's a good deal.
Well, I have to say, you have been involved in a project that, from my perspective at least, seems extraordinarily innovative. And you formed, voluntarily formed, with other hog producers in your area, what's called an area
regional control program.
Okay. So let's start off. Can you explain exactly what that is for people who might not understand?
Right. So what we did was our producers are kind of a tight-knit group in DeKalb County, Illinois. So our veterinary clinic, the owners have been in business and their family for about 50 years. So we have a lot of contact with some long-term clients in the area. And so it was just very easy for us when they started talking about the problems with PRRS and people started doing these projects, ARC projects, that it'd be something we could do. They talk about the advantages of our project area, what makes a good project area. And one was having a nice border. So DeKalb County borders really, everything to the east is kind of Chicago.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So, and there's a lot of growth to the north, too. And so for expansion of pigs was really one direction, pretty much was west. And so it was very easy for us. We got a nice border. We have very few incoming pigs into the area. And we kind of have a nice coordinated group that we could take off and start one of these projects with. So that's kind of how it started. Behringer Ingelheim had an area solutions team has a meeting in Chicago, and so we went there, kind of learned more about it, and I think we were around the seventh project area that started in the United States, and really they've kind of helped us, develop the framework to take off on this thing, and then once our producers got a hold of it and they became committed, this thing really took off.
So now it's my understanding that this project is voluntary, so producers can volunteer to be in or they don't have to be in, correct?
Correct.
What sort of that percentage of participation in your control area?
Yeah, we're about 90, I think it's about 95%, yes, and so that has gradually grown. But it is voluntary. They signed a disclosure for PRRS that all their information can be given out to other producers that signed in the area to sign this information, and the fact that we'd be presenting it at meetings and stuff like that too. Of course, it doesn't necessarily say that their site on these maps,
right.
but it does indicate their status. So it's voluntary. They can pull that anytime they want to. They can say, I don't want to be part of this anymore. We haven't had anybody do that. And we're really down to just a few that would just at this point in time would rather not share their information. It doesn't mean that they're not part of it or doing something to control PRRS, but at this time they'd rather not share their information.
So, we didn't talk a lot about PRRS today, although it's my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it's the 20th anniversary of PRRS, correct? And it's been in the herd for a very long time.
Yes, yes.
And it's also my understanding that from farm to farm, from producer to producer, you can have different strains, you can have different issues, correct?
Correct.
So it was part of what you're doing in this control panel is sort of collaborating as a group on suggesting, technologies or techniques or ways or vaccinations or talking about things that are working or not working to control the disease. Is that part of what you're doing?
Part of it is doing that with the producers. And so whether it's holding meetings and discussing biosecurity and what does that mean? Okay, what does that mean for you as being part of this
right.
ARC project? Part of it is putting on annual meetings where we go over the progress on our production data on how our improvements and what we've done. And we use all those opportunities to share information about PRRS and now about PED, where we're going with this. And so we've kind of moved this project from a PRRS project, which we'll maintain, right into a PED kind of a containment project where, again, we're trying to eliminate that too.
Right. Have you had PED then in any of your sows or your piglets in your area?
We started in the DeKalb County area the day after Christmas was
oh,
our
no.
first recorded break.
Oh, wow.
And so from then it was a little slow until around the first part of February, and then it started to pick up. So I felt like with having the ERC project already in place,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully whether good biosecurity or great biosecurity makes a difference, we had some of those steps in place that maybe kept us from having those early breaks maybe earlier in 2013. So we felt a little fortunate from then. It's really slowed down here now, and we're roughly...
Which is great.
Yeah, we're roughly 30% of our sites are infected in DeKalb County, and maybe with the summer we got a chance to eliminate the virus from some of these sites.
Which would be huge.
Yes.
So then are you, then, as part of this program, are you voluntarily reporting then when you're diagnosing PERS or now PED so that... places like Iowa State University and Michigan and Minnesota that are doing research know? Or have you not gotten that far yet in terms, because this is a really relatively new disease?
Right. I think we've been very open with our information, when we're at meetings, and I think the participants in the area, they know that.
Mm-hmm.
We've been very open with it. So we share with them much information to help the industry as much as we can if we have something that's valuable to them. So I we'll share in that way to really get involved with, with some of the research, not necessarily haven't initiated that by ourselves. But,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. So from it sounds like your experience in DeKalb County has been really positive.
Great.
And it sounds like your production's up.
Yes.
It sounds like disease
yep.
is down. So what advice do you have for some of these producers, not necessarily in your county, but I'm just, around the
right,
country
right.
who are going to hear this interview?
Yep.
Who are hesitant to get involved in this type of project?
I think it's what Dr. Paulson said here. We might have only 30 projects right now, but this really needs to be 300. And Dr. Johnson kind of went over the feasibility study and what needs to, maybe looking at the ideal project or how to get a project going. But I think it just takes a couple to get something going. Everybody should be involved.
Okay.
Certainly there's people to talk to that have been involved that are great champions for this. I mean, they would tell you it's the best thing that we've done, looking at DeKalb County and how we've changed, our PERS and our control. And I think, until we get more people involved in this and get the whole United States involved in this, we just always feel we got another chance of another virus coming
right,
back,
right?
Because if somebody else is in control and we're doing all we can, we got another chance.
With the biosecurity issue, it could come back into something that you've had control
of,
right?
And if this is, if PERS airborne, all that stuff, here we come. It's a possibility of bringing that back in, and whether it's with... And it may even be with pigs, right? I mean, we have pigs that come into the area, so we have to continue to do the best job we can. And so we are big promoters of using the tools that are out there and available.
Well, great. I appreciate you talking to us. I think there's hopefully a lot of producers hearing your story that are going to be more open, maybe even come visit you guys to see what you're doing so that we can help eradicate this PED and some of these other issues.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thanks.